You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron Yoruk, and this show first aired on September 11, 2026. Cambridge Fire Department is getting ready to host its next annual open house on September 12th.
And part of why we have the open house is trying to educate people in being safe. Cooking fires is still the number one cause of fires within a residential home.
Chief Fire Prevention Officer Eric Yates says early detection can make a critical difference during a home fire.
Housing now burns hotter and faster and quicker than it ever has before. Everything that we do about our open house is to promote fire safety with our community partners and ensuring that we're just educating our residents about fire safety. Having working smoke alarms and early detection is so important. Not only does it help the residents to get out, but it helps occupants notify the fire department quicker so that we can respond and allow our operations team to enter a property that is still viable for entry to suppress the fire and contain it within a area of origin or within a room.
The open house will offer an opportunity for residents to meet local firefighters, tour the station, explore fire trucks and emergency equipment, engage with community partners, and learn important fire and life safety information.
One other special event that we have going on this year is we have a burn cell, and that is promoting home fire sprinkler systems. Working with the Home Fire Sprinkler Coalition, we will be doing a side-by-side burn of two cells, one with a residential fire sprinkler head and one without. And it really allows the residents to see how quickly, like as we talked about before, how quickly homes will burn with bedding and textiles and clothing. It really allows them to visually see how quickly a fire will establish within a home in a short amount of time, but also the positive effects of having a home fire sprinkler system within your home.
Fire losses in Cambridge have fluctuated in recent years. According to Cambridge Fire Department data, total fire losses were around $9 million in both 2022 and 2023 before dropping significantly to about $5 million in 2024. In 2025, the department reported $6.82 million in fire losses across 100 fire events.
Cambridge is a growing city, so as we add more residential homes, we're adding more opportunity or the potential for seeing a higher fluctuation as we have more residential fires, and the residential home fires still are the number one leading fires within our municipality. But I do believe it's trending, we should be trending lower this year based on our teams, the fire prevention team's response for fire investigations. You know, Cambridge Fire, we're doing a great job. Public education team is definitely promoting on social media, and we're trying to educate everybody the importance of working smoke alarms. And just, you're going to see just starting in here in September, we have what we call our residential fire life safety program that our fire suppression team does. So they're out going door to door within the community for certain sections and areas to educate the homeowners.
Yates also says that they are ready to help check fire emergency systems for residents.
If a homeowner was to invite us in, certainly to have us test their alarms while we were there, that is something that we can do. But again, that is a owner's wish to invite us in to do that. It's not something that we request or enforce. When you talk about enforcement, it is an owner's responsibility at a home to ensure that they have working smoke alarms, that they're within that 10-year time frame, and that if they have batteries, they're changed annually. So again, for residents that are renters, there is still a requirement that the owner of the property is maintaining and installing your smoke alarms or CO alarms to meet code. With carbon monoxide alarms, with the new legislation, you're required to have one on each level of your home. You are required to have that carbon monoxide alarms in your home when you have a fuel burning appliance, i.e. a gas furnace or a gas water heater, if you have an attached garage to your home, and or you have a wood burning fireplace. Those are the requirements that would mandate having the carbon monoxide alarms in your home. So it would be enforced. It is required under legislation, and you can be charged as a owner of a home for not maintaining, as well as there is responsibilities for tenants. If you're a tenant of a home and you disconnect the smoke alarm or you remove it, then you the owner or the tenant can be responsible for that as well. And it is an offense under the Ontario Fire Code.
Ontario reported that in 2025, the province saw 643 wildland fires with almost 600,000 hectares burned. That's an area larger than Prince Edward Island and nearly three times Ontario's 10-year average for area burned. So far in 2026, there have been 782 wildland fires, already surpassing both last year's total and the 10-year average. In mid-July, smoke from wildfires in northwestern Ontario reached Waterloo region, turning the skies and streets orange.
You need to be fire smart and fire safe. If you are walking trails and woodlands, so carelessly discarding a smoking materials, lighters, equipment, anything that has an ignition source, just being mindful of that in regards to how you're operating it, if you're discarding it. Certainly the City of Cambridge, we have an open burn bylaw. So certainly ensuring that you do obtain a permit if you are having an open burn and following the guidelines within that permit as outlined. Any burning within the City of Cambridge is required to have a burn permit, and you need to follow the parameters and guidelines around the permit.
Yates says one of the biggest fire safety challenges is lithium-ion batteries.
Lithium batteries have been around for a while. We see them in almost all of our devices now, and they are safe. It's understanding the importance of when things are being altered. So, and properly charging them. So using a proper listed charger with the battery itself, ensuring that the cords aren't frayed and that it is also a listed rated charging cord that goes with the charger to the device. Further, that is ensuring that when you are charging it, it's on a hard, flat surface away from combustibles, not leaving them on the bed or on the pillow or falling asleep with your mobile devices or your laptops on your bed, or leaving them on a couch when you get up and get and leave the area. So keeping them on a hard, flat surface, keeping them away. Unplugging them when they're fully charged, as well as one of the hazards and evolving is the e-bikes. And the safety around e-bikes. And we encourage everybody to charge your e-bikes outside of your residence, and certainly not leaving e-bikes plugged right at the front door that's blocking your main means of egress. So ensuring that you can safely evacuate if one of those batteries were to go into thermal right away and catch on fire, that limits your evacuation route. So safe ways to get out. So we want to ensure that you have a clear pathway and a safe pathway to evacuate your home in case a fire was to occur.
According to Yates, charging a lithium-ion battery incorrectly or using a non-original battery might cause it to fail.
So they may swell if they're getting very hot. Those are all signs that the battery might be failing and certainly has the potential to go in thermal runaway. So what we're recommending people do, obviously, is removing any charging source that they have, if that's it, powering down a device that you have that might be on or operating if you notice that it's swelling. Call to Recycle is a website within Ontario where you can get information, but it'll also provide you with safe recycling locations for batteries. So batteries that are, they call them damaged batteries. So a swelled battery is a damaged battery. And you will see that quite often, whether it be a laptop battery, a portable power pack battery. It could even be as a battery like that you use for power tools. So if they're swelled, discontinue use with them. Don't charge them anymore. And then certainly go online to look at a safe place to recycle them. Don't discard them in your household waste. That is certainly a hazard that I know our waste facilities have experienced, where fires, people discard lithium batteries within the waste, and then through overhaul and salvage within those yards, whether it be a heavy excavator that runs over it or punctures or damages it, fire starts and evolves and it creates a large fire just to the amount of combustibles that are there. So if you notice that your battery is starting to smoke, it's getting super, super hot, but if it's emitting a gas or a vapor, definitely don't handle it. You need to get away and you need to call 911 because that's really a good sign that battery is going into thermal runaway. And shortly thereafter, they typically ignite and they definitely burn hot and emit a lot of gas and vapors, dangerous gas and vapors. So definitely call 911.
Cambridge Fire Department welcomed about 5,000 people to last year's open house, and now they invite the residents again to Station 1 on Bishop Street.
Cambridge Fire Department's open house is Saturday, September the 12th from 10 to 2 p.m. We have food trucks, we have children's games, we have events, we have the live burn event that's starting at 12 o'clock. So we want everybody to come out and join us, join our community partners for a fun and eventful day.
You can find more information about the event at cambridge.ca/fireopenhouse. This story featured an interview with Cambridge Chief Fire Prevention Officer Eric Yates. This is Aaron Yoruk for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, and it's funded by the Community Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived version of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. And listen to all LGI content on frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.